What are we doing?
So, welcome to That's a Little Dramatic mini version.
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's a little dramatic.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a little nice. Dramatic.
Oh, so funny.
Can you move your microphone closer to your face?
No, I don't like it.
You can. Well, tough.
I'm closer.
I'll move mine closer.
You can move it away from you, though. Just put it in your
just
mouth.
Just a little closer.
No. You can move your face closer to the microphone instead.
That hurts your neck.
Okay, thank you. Because otherwise we pick up too much Margaret in the background.
Oh.
Or too much me.
I'm not ASMR. Too loud.
You're not
ASMR.
Too loud. You're fine.
Okay, explain. What is little?
Oh, my God.
What is a little dramatic?
What? You gotta wait till he gets... Okay, all right.
Oh, we like background squeaking.
That's a little dramatic.
In an effort to, you know, stretch the podcast out further.
To make podcasts.
And make it, you know, gain some more following because we'll be more consistent. We'll make a bunch of mini ones.
Little littles.
And then the last at least 2 weeks...
Everyone's and we have a guest,
we'll a reoccurring
guest for our first mini. Okay. Little.
Timer starting.
What? Oh yeah. Okay. So now, as soon as his alarm goes off, wherever we're at in the conversation,
wait, this
it
is
going
to be released as a trailer.
A trailer to what? The mini mini.
So the mini mini. The littles.
We maybe don't even know what it's called.
Hey, maybe if this goes well, we'll have mini minis.
Okay.
That's a little mini mini. And it's just like, whatever. You guys
slowly,
suck.
The podcast will get shorter and shorter until they're 1 minute.
No. Then there won't be no point.
Okay,
what's your
I have
topic?
Two topics for this first one today.
Typical fashion, I had no topics because I didn't think.
One topic
about this.
At a time.
Nathan puts all his energy into setting up our little microphone stands.
Yeah, I watched it all. It was a lot more work than I thought it was.
This is why we don't do this very often. Because I don't help at all, let the record show.
No, she just shows up late.
I would have offered to help, but I think I would have done more harm than good.
Yeah, Nathan usually just says, don't touch the cord when I try to help. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now I feel like I'm in a nice vibrato.
All right, I feel the pressure of the alarm ticking here. You haven't even mentioned a topic.
So I know. It's at 10:53.
We're at an undisclosed name, date, and time.
Margaret's
oh my gosh.
Already.
But someone's birthday was recent.
Ooh,
and
mine.
Lots of
me.
Birthdays.
So that we're going to talk about at the same time as talking about the decreasing quality of the podcast, because I listened to the first one and I was just
the
impressed.
First little is about the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty meta.
It's got to be meta. So I don't know if anyone else has listened to the first one recently. We'll get back to your birthday.
That's fine.
But the first one is just spectacular. The whole time, every sound clip from our intro and outro is in the first one. So you feel like you're in...
Oh.
How do we do that?
It feels like you're in the podcast, but singing along. So there's this interactive quality. And also, we're just really funny.
But okay, what was episode one's title?
Is it Wombat? Question mark?
What's your question?
Question.
I guess, I mean...
I have no idea.
Henry?
Sorry.
I don't remember.
Oh man.
I don't really
it was indeed Wombat.
Oh my. Was it with a question mark or just Wombat?
Question mark.
Oh my God.
Wombat?
That's amazing.
Well, how do we get back to being so amazing then?
So my theory is we haven't done any improv classes in a long time.
Oh yes.
So as a second part of your birthday gift, Nathan, I'm going to buy us.
Oh.
I just stopped sweating. You want me to start sweating again?
That's exciting.
I did get an email from that improv
so
group.
So did I.
To sign up for some classes.
You should do it.
We were funnier.
I'm excited.
I'm bringing this up partially because we have our biggest fan here and second biggest fan.
I'm excited.
Snowball.
Do you feel like our quality of our comedy has increased or decreased over time? I would vote decrease because I'm less funny. You're
still
funny.
I would agree that it's decreased because the world's gotten shittier.
Oh, I was going to say it was a hard year, so we weren't very
we're not even through the year yet.
And
it's
happy
still a hard
on
year.
The podcast.
We were young.
We were younger than that.
We
was way
young.
Back in 2019. That was 5 years ago. Plus.
Was it 2019?
I thought it was older than that.
What?
It's 2019.
Is it 2019?
Yeah, no January 5th, 2019 was the release day, but I think we recorded it like in probably December or something.
Yeah.
I do think the improv classes would help a lot.
I just think it made us,
you
we
just
were
want
snappy.
Us out of the house.
We were
that
snappy.
Too.
You mean me.
Yep.
But it's, well, and Nathan
yes,
reminded
and.
Me.
Not wool and.
Wool and. Nathan reminded me, we did a high quality live watch of Disney's Mulan in one of the episodes that I apparently blocked out of my memory. And that also is baffling. But yet that was in the early days.
Even though you love Mulan.
I don't remember. And I looked at it yesterday. Mulan?
No.
Anyone remember?
Nope.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
You should have told me we were talking about the history of the podcast. I would have looked at it.
Moon Landing. I did remember it, but I was afraid
to say it.
It's
called Moon Landing.
Moon Landing.
I played random parts of it, and I couldn't even tell we were watching Mulan.
Because we didn't have any copyright.
Because you don't stay on the topic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, to finish my rant, I also realized we haven't made any original music since the beginning. Like, we made an original intro and outro.
We've played some music.
You're saying it's time for a revamp of the outro and the intro?
We just need to get more musical.
For 2025!
Like the musical, the next one we're going to mini is going to be a musical. We're just singing.
A musical?
Okay. Oh my God. Are we going to go with?
Every good TV show has a musical episode.
See, true. Henry knows. Even Psych, the best TV comedy that has ever been created.
Who do you think in our fan base... of everybody that isn't here, will that alienate the most?
I don't even think Henry would want to listen to that one.
Oh, I would.
Okay. Uncle Ben would definitely be a little upset.
He'd listen.
He liked all the weird music things.
Yeah,
though,
he liked
for that
the spastic music one that we did.
I would
did.
Be a little upset by it as a listener.
No, wait. I want to go back to the improv classes. Was that an actual gift or you just make
it
up?
No, that was not an actual gift.
It would be an actual gift, but I don't think he wants to do it. But we can talk about it off mic.
Oh no, I
off
prefer mic. On mic. It's
okay,
high pressure.
Would you like
it's documented.
No, I would want to do it again.
I would consider it.
Oh my God.
Not a level
Christmas
2 class.
Christmas present.
No, we can go back to the beginning. They won't remember. They won't
yeah,
remember.
You just be like, oh, we're new.
We've never
with
done this before.
With a new teacher too.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we could find a better fit for us.
Like a different group altogether?
There's a whole nother group. And
is there?
Beep, deep, 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 deep.
I don't live in
Marcus
at
the time. Even in the mini, little's mom still manages to disclose our location.
Everyone knows where we live. The five people that listen to this.
Nobody knows.
Even the person in China knows.
This address off the top of your head.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to give you something else to bleep if you want.
F and F, F, F.
Oh my God, we could do a bunch of swear words and test Nathan's editing abilities.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Well, wasn't the whole premise of this podcast like it's
there's
not
never
edited?
Any editing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's only when we have, you know, some,
the only person
some
we've ever edited out of here is Mock Meal.
That's true.
I am so proud of that.
The
all
one
right.
edited.
What was your second topic?
No, we still got 5 minutes and 33 seconds left in this.
No, I can do what I want.
I put those two topics together because they're related.
Oh.
Earth Days? Because
you're old now, so we're less funny.
74 is pretty old.
I'm just. Really tired all the time.
Yeah.
I'm also tired.
Why do you think that is?
Because I'm 74 years old.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. There's dog ASMR.
Dog
I mean, we all had birthdays, and Henry will be having one before too
mic.
Long. Nope. Poppy's moving in.
Yeah, I just got a happy early birthday email from the person who sells me renter's insurance, and they
what?
Said, buy life insurance, you're getting old.
This sounds like a great time to recap all the birthday emails that we get on our birthdays.
Number one.
Colonoscopy.
No,
woo!
What? You got an email from your colonoscoper?
No, they say, wow, you're X number years old.
She
you need to get
that.
Your colonoscopy now.
What?
You're over 50. I got a postcard, actually.
Well, okay.
I actually think we talked about this
so
on here.
We
already.
Get an postcard. Email from the person that gave us our mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Dot, 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 dot.
That's enough. And then... We might have
he
to.
He puts
edit that
in
out.
Every email.
That's too much identifying information. We might have to.
Da, 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 da.
Then we get an email from our other insurance agent or our insurance agent.
I didn't.
Henry's checking his email to see what else he's getting.
I get an email from a pizza place that I had like set up a birthday email thing for that I don't even live by or actually want.
Eye doctor.
I didn't
me.
Get any. What the hell?
Why is this? This is all medical insurance people.
I didn't get anything.
They're like, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Hope to see you come in and buy more super expensive glasses or come to the dentist again.
I
like,
do lie to
why
most
do
places
they
when
invite,
my birthday is. So
I don't want
why.
Them to give me a happy birthday. But some places give me coupons.
Did you get another
nice.
Email, Henry?
I was just going to read the email because I thought it was funny.
But you got to do it in a serious tone. Like they're really intense insurance providers.
Okay. Hi, Henry. I know you have an upcoming birthday to celebrate, which is exciting and also a great opportunity to get life insurance at a more affordable rate.
Oh my God.
More affordable.
As you may know, life insurance can get costlier as we get older.
Costlier?
I don't know if that's a word.
Feels wrong.
Costlier.
This means a policy that could last your lifetime can be locked in at a much lower rate, resulting in years of savings. And then in all bold, now is the time to buy the right protection you need for your family.
Oh my God. Just in time.
Your cats will appreciate it.
So you're moving from your birthday to family guilt. Really,
you're over the hill now. You've gotten that.
Well, life insurance only benefits your family. It doesn't benefit you. You're gone.
If you don't have anybody to sign your life insurance over to, you can sign it over to us. We can make it easy in a 14-step process.
Don't do it, Henry.
Does the government get my money if I don't give it to anyone?
I think yes. It goes to your family automatically, doesn't it?
There's nothing automatic, man.
I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet because we haven't done anything about it.
But a lot of things are not automatic.
And our health insurance, life insurance, is a lot more expensive because we're old.
Yes.
Say hello, well, James.
Mine's only $22 a
month.
Not
that expensive because our employers are helping pay for it.
Wait, Margaret, so you only pay $22 a month for health insurance?
What? No, life insurance. Oh. What are we talking about?
Life insurance.
I just heard the word insurance and that's all I was thinking about.
Health insurance is more than that.
Oh, that's $124.
We have our... When your employers are contributing, that's when you should sign up for life insurance, Henry.
Okay, we have not talked about the most important topic, which is birthday.
What is the birthday?
What do you want to talk about?
We're just going to say happy birthday.
Oh my God, we have to stop this right now because James opened a Coke across the room.
Coca-Cola. Just kidding.
And Snowball's here. Henry did not bring up our fifth podcaster.
That's right, we've got a dog and a cat.
Excuse me, I've been advocating for her to have her own microphone. And,
she doesn't say anything, she's so quiet.
She talks to me all the time. What are you talking about?
On the
about?
Next mini one.
There's
mini,
always
mini.
A chance. There's
it's
a mini,
only
mini.
10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Little.
Mini, mini.
Margaret, you did this.
Okay, also, the other reason why I want to bring up the first one is Nathan refers to our listeners as viewers before I do.
What?
The first ever time was those of you watching.
That's because I videotaped
watching.
That one.
Really?
I created this 100% my idea. I created this as a video show.
That's
on
funny.
YouTube.
Slander.
You caught him saying
for
viewers?
20 other podcast episodes, but it was in fact you.
Well, you're never supposed to go back and listen again.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, I listened
to how can I gaslight you if you go back and listen to the original thing? That proves me wrong.
We then should all facts. Be crocheting like Henry is.
Oh yeah, Henry is crocheting during this whole
it.
Time.
Mm-hmm. But it's
I don't know
I
how
can't
to crochet, so I won't be able to do it
at the same time.
Well, I meant all the rest of
my
us.
My secret is I'm not counting.
Okay, no, the next little
I
is going to be
either.
Nathan and the friends crochet. That's the title, and then everyone crochets, and you just talk.
Wait, Nathan and the Friends Crochet?
Yeah.
Like the Friends group is named Crochet as a general? Like,
sure.
Hello, we are the Friends Crochet.
We are the Crochet. And we friends.
We
together.
Friends. Why can't we be friends?
Mom's yawning at my
Why
topic.
Why can't we be friends? Crochet.
This isn't a very easy to discuss topic.
Why?
That's
why?
No.
The no one else has said happy birthday to
We've
Nathan.
We got a timer going off. Happy birthday to
you
me.
You told Echo to stop the
happy
timer.
Happy birthday to me. Wait, here's another one.
It's not ready. Oh. And that's it for today, folks. No one else is going to wish Nathan a happy birthday. You've heard
happy
it here
birthday.
First.
Happy birthday. I did it.
This is our new outro music.
Happy late birthday.
I think that's copyright.
That's the general idea, but I listen to the entire podcast.
We have no plan, and it's quite random.
Also, it's PewDiePie.